It's time for high school playoff basketball on WMSS. Today's game brought to you in part by Sievert's Garage, the Steelton Italian Club, TJ's Car Wash, 230 Cafe, Fortney Printing, Pete's East End Pub, Mid-Penn Bank, and Linda Grady, RE/MAX Realtor. Now let's take it out to the game with Steve Leedy.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome out to the Giant Center. Steve Leedy along with Middletown head basketball coach Chris Patel for this District 3 AAA semifinal matchup between Steele High and Susquehanna Township. We will keep you updated on the progress of that LVC Arcadia women's game. But here it is, Susquehanna Township, who come in at 19-5. They are the defending state runners-up. They were 1 point away of putting a state championship banner on the wall last year, losing to Newman Goretti in overtime. They are the defending District 3 champions. They will take on the Rollers of Steele High, who come in at 20-5. And they are the four seed in this tournament. The winner of this game will take on Bishop McDevitt in the District 3 final. They defeated Manheim Central 64-52 in the middle game here at the Giant Center. First game was won by Palmyra in Quad A girls, 48-42 over Cedar Crest. And, of course, the alma mater of Chris Sattel, who we welcome here to the broadcast booth. This should be a great ball game, a fast-paced game, a lot of athleticism on the floor here tonight.
Absolutely. You have two great teams. Two great coaches in Coach Binder at Steele High and Coach Vince Rogers of Susquehanna. Both thoroughbreds here in District 3, AAA boys basketball. So it'll be a great semifinal matchup.
Let's look at the starting lineup for these two teams. First for Steele High, they will start a 6'1 junior, Jerron Greer, a 6'1 senior, and the point leader for this roller team, Dequan Fleming. They will start a 6'1 junior, Ja'Kai Jenkins, a 6'1 senior, Kavon Jackson, and a 5'10 freshman, Malachi Young. You will also see Ja'Kai Bowman as pretty much the sixth man and really the only guy they go to off of the bench. Of course, the coach is Rick Binder, back with his old team here for the first year, but he has coached, obviously, many years for this Steele High team back in the 90s and the early 2000s, led them to a number of championships. On the other side is the team that will be the home team here tonight, the Susquehanna Township Indians, again the defending District 3 champions and state runners-up. They will start a 6'1 senior, DeJore Williams, a 6'1 junior, Nehemiah Bud Mack, as both of those guys are over 1,000 points on their career. Joe Marshall is a 6'4 senior. Quentin Ward is a 6'6 senior. And also Roman Litterlo, a 6'5 senior. One thing you certainly notice here is that you have a lot of height on this Susquehanna Township team, which is something that Steele High has kind of avoided in their first two games. Lancaster Catholic, West York, not very tall team. But here, the Indians have the athleticism and they have the height. Certainly going to be a challenge for Steele High here tonight.
Yeah, that may pose a problem for Steele High Spire. They haven't seen this height pretty much all season long. But again, their athleticism and a lot of times their matchup zone kind of compensates for that. So we'll see what happens here early.
Teams are on the floor. Steele High in the road blues with gray and white trim, or rather Susquehanna Township in the home white with red numbers and trim. Fleming, Ward, center circle. The official will step in. Couple dribbles on the floor. There's the tip, and nobody gets it initially, but finally it is controlled by the Indians. It's going to be Williams in the front court, left side, over to Mack in the left corner. Back over to Williams. Now it's Marshall, top of the key. He'll come over to Williams, left side. Left side in the front court. Steele High, of course, will start in their 3-2 zone they use so effectively. Cross court, Williams. Bounce pass, Letterlow in the left corner. Back around to Marshall, top of the key. Over to Williams. He tries the three. That is good. It bounced around the rim a number of times and finally falls, and the Indians have the first points of the game.
It's always good to get that first bucket under your belt there for Susquehanna Township.
And of course, the Susquehanna Township had the luxury of playing in this building in their quarterfinal game. Steel High in that 4-5 game had to play at Warwick, so the perimeter shooting Steel High team has to deal with a backdrop here for the first time tonight. Here's Jackson looking for the three. It is good. Bigger building, no problem. Come on, Jackson with the three, and we are tied at three.
Inside that last possession, you saw Steel High fire kind of about 5 feet outside the three-point line. They're still not used to playing in a space this large on this floor. They're going to have to make sure they move their offense in a little bit to get some better looks.
Here's a three for Williams. That is no good this time. Rebound by Jackson. Good position underneath. He'll get it up the floor. Young in the left corner. Kicks it back out. It's going to be a three for Jenkins. That's no good. Rebound Fleming going back up with it and good. And Steel High with their first lead of the game at 5-3. Indians into the front court. It's going to be Mack down to Williams, left side. Back to Bud Mack. Hand it back off to Williams, left side in the front court. Top of the key is Marshall. Over to Williams, around Mack. He'll try the three. It is good from the left corner.
Nice ball reversal there from Marshall up top, setting some screens early, and then obviously getting Bud a good clean look there. 6-5 Susquehanna.
Those are the guys that are the three-point threat for this team. Williams and Mack, they each have one. Here's Jackson. He'll try a three again. That's in and out. Rebound. Nice board by Fleming. Gets it, but then gets clubbed down the lane. And he'll, if they're going to get, I don't think it's a shooting foul, is it?
Looks like they'll get two.
Yeah, they're going to give him the shooting foul. I thought he was just trying to dump it off, but they will give him the shooting foul. Litterlow picks up the foul, the first one of the game for either team.
The one thing that we've talked about with our players at Middletown the last couple of years that we've played Steel High is that sometimes their best offense is actually a missed shot, and you can see that there. Obviously a missed shot, an offensive rebound by Fleming, and from there he's able to get to the free throw line.
Now Fleming may not be tall, but he plays tall. He is very active on the boards. Makes the first one, misses the second one. We are tied at six. Indians with the basketball into the front court. It is Williams going to Marshall, top of the key, over to Williams. Floats a pass down low to Ward. Gets to the bucket, no good. Taps it himself, no good. Rebound this time, Letterlow. He'll put that back up and in, and he will get the foul.
That's a great effort there by Susquehanna Township on the offensive glass. Just too many opportunities. Steel High's got to get a body on somebody.
And the foul's going to be against Teron Greer, and that's certainly one thing that Steel High cannot afford is foul trouble, because they are not very deep, and Greer, although not that tall, is a big body in there. Letterlow cannot convert the free throw. It's 8-6 Susquehanna Township. Rollers with the basketball into the front court. 5-10 to play in the first quarter. Jenkins thought about the three, gives it to Young. He'll drive in, gets it poked away, stolen. Marshall up court. Williams going to the bucket, and it's short. The finger roll is short. Rebound is Jenkins bringing it down into the lane. No good. Rebound by Township. It is Ward with the rebound. Down court it gets to Williams. He'll give it up to Mack. Back to Williams. Left side, left wing is Mack. 4:40 to go, first quarter. 8-6 Susquehanna Township. Mack open. Three. Front of the iron, no good. Rebound, Letterlow on the backside glass, no good. Gets his own rebound. Second attempt, no good. Third attempt, no good. Finally, Fleming clears the board for the Rollers. Up court to Jackson. Al Jenkins back to Jackson. Jackson on the left wing. Cross court to Young on the right side. Back to Jackson. Deep three. Switch. 25-footer for Jackson. He's got 2 3-pointers here, and Steel High leads 9-8.
That young man right there is not afraid to shoot in this big building.
No, he is not. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. 9-8, Steel High. Township slowing it down a little bit here. Top of the key is Marshall. Over to Litterlow. Now back to Marshall. Marshall at the top of the key. Finds Litterlow down low. Block kicks it out. Mack open for three. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound fought for. Grabbed by Fleming for Steel High. Fleming across midcourt. Gives it to Young. Young over to Jenkins. Back to Young. Over to Jackson. He'll spot up again. It's good again. 3 3-pointers in the first quarter for Kavon Jackson. It is 12-8 Steel High.
It's almost like deja vu, me listening to WMSS 91.1 against Steel High a couple weeks ago.
And unfortunately, you were not able to be at that game and got to hear the madness, which was a 3-point barrage by that Steel High team that night.
And they're currently doing the same here.
Williams in the corner, or rather Mack goes to Williams, lost it in the lane, but they're going to call a foul on Jackson.
The one thing that Susquehanna has to really focus on here against this 3-2 zone is getting the ball beneath the free throw line. They're playing a lot on the perimeter and using Ward and Marshall to set some screens and kind of move the basketball a little bit. They've got to do a better job of getting some dribble penetration here.
Inbounds pass gets to Bud Mack on the left wing. Top of the key is Marshall. A long 2-point jumper is good from just inside the arc. First points of the game for Marshall is 12-10. Steel High still on top with the basketball with 2:40 to play in the first quarter. Young crosses the timeline for the Rollers. Oh, get it down low to Greer. A little fadeaway in the paint. No good. Rebound by Ward. Ward to Mack. Up court. Williams will drive baseline. It is up and good. Just like that, the Indians have tied this game at 12. 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. The Rollers with the basketball. It's Young. Jenkins into Greer. Kicks it out. Fleming in the right corner. Almost slipped on the floor. Tries to pass into Greer. It's poked away. Nice defense by Marshall to knock it away. And here goes Mack dribbling through traffic. Kicks it over to Blair, who just checked in. No good. Rebound by the Rollers. Now a pass is stolen away by Mack. Here come the Indians. Williams into the paint. Runner no good. Rebound. Young fights for it. Dribbles away with it. Dribbles through the traffic. Gets ahead of everybody. Passes it off. Fleming going to the bucket. No good. Fleming hard to the floor. Rebound by Township. It's 3-on-2 if they hurry, but a pass to Marshall. Gets underneath now, and he has an easy layup. Up and good.
Hurry's the key word there. There's a lot of possessions there in the last 30 seconds between both squads.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 1:20 on the play in the opening quarter. It is Susquehanna Township 14, Steel High 12. Back after this. This is Golden Basketball on WMSS.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage. Open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve Leedy, Chris Sattel. 1:25 left to go in the opening quarter. It's 14-12. Susquehanna Township leading Steel High. Rollers with the basketball. Jackson's going to spot up for three again, and he nails it again from the left side this time. Here's a shoot from anywhere. He's hit him from both sides of the court, but he's got 4 3-pointers here in the first quarter, and it's 15-14 Steel High.
Susquehanna is still staying in their 3-2 matchup a little bit there. They may have to take a look at doing something different. Not sure if Vince Rogers has anything more up his sleeve.
Marshall, again, from just inside the 3-point lineup at the top of the key, hits the jumper and puts the Indians back on top, 16-15.
And they go to a 1-3-1, trying to trap the ball there in the corner.
Certainly don't want Jackson to stroke it again. There's a bad pass. Young gets it stolen away by Williams, going to the bucket, up and good. Great defensive play by Williams with a quick jump to intercept that pass. And it's the Indians by 3 here with 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Jenkins holding it near midcourt. Rollers are just going to hold for 1 here, staring at that 1-3-1 zone. And they will not pressure. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Young over to Jenkins. Steps up to the wing, back out to Young, top of the key. He'll drive down the lane, but he traveled with it, took one too many steps before he dribbled, and the Indians will have it with 3 seconds left in the quarter.
that's frustrating from a coaching perspective. Anytime you have less than 20 seconds, you're trying to get that last shot, and then you have a turnover such as that travel. Got to make sure you get the last shot of every quarter and every half if possible.
Inbound pass gets to Williams. Comes up, tries the three at the buzzer. Not going to count. Didn't get it off. We'll take timeout. We've reached the end of one quarter. It is Susquehanna Township 18, Steel High 15. Back in the second quarter after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve Leedy and Chris Patel here with this game just getting underway in the second quarter. Susquehanna Township leading 18-15. By the way, LBC women up big now as we have a three-pointer in the quarter by Daquan Fleming is good. 18-18 here. But again, it is 75-52 LBC going to win that game against Arcadia. So they'll play on Wednesday night in the conference semifinal. Township with the basketball here. It is Mack on the left wing. Top of the key is Marshall. Tries that jumper again. No good. Rebound. Jackson had his hands on it but couldn't control it. Goes out of bounds. And the Indians will inbound it underneath the Steel High bucket. Inbound pass gets to Marshall. A try. Two-point shot from the left side. It's no good. Rebound. We are going to have a foul called against Township as Greer got pushed down to the ground. And that is going to be Quentin Ward who picks up the personal. Second foul for Township. New High with two. Ty Bowman in the game for the first time for the Rollers here to start quarter. Jenkins tries the three. That's no good. Rebound by Fleming. He'll dump it off to Bowman, who puts it up, gets it swatted, but gets his own rebound, puts it back up again, no good. And now it cannot be controlled by Township. It goes out of bounds. It'll remain Steel High basketball.
Good effort there by Ja'Kai Bowman coming in for Steel High off the bench. Has started for them several times this year and is coming into his own with this role here as a sixth man.
The bounce pass gets to Bowman. Top of the key is Jenkins. He'll fall back towards the Giant Center logo. Now Greer, foul line, looking to work his way to the bucket, floats it up, in and out, rebound by Ward. Here come the Indians the other way. Mack across midcourt, heading to the left side, doing it that 3-2 zone. Goes over to Marshall, top of the key. Now into Ward, in the paint, floater, up and good. Just a turnaround jumper there for Quentin Ward, his first points of the game, 20-18, Township by two.
And again, that's what Susquehanna Township has to do. They have to get the ball below that free throw line. They have to get some dribble penetration against that zone to create some of those opportunities.
Bowman to Fleming in the corner. Now back to Bowman. Almost lost it. Able to retain possession. Gets it to Jenkins. Now Bowman again into the paint. Shot, I think it was partially blocked, maybe under off the underside of the backboard, and the Indians come away with it. It's Williams across midcourt. Williams on the right wing. Over to Mack. Left wing. That gives it down to Lederlow. Now back out to Mack. 5:55 to go in the first half. 20-18. Susquehanna Township leads by two. Again, the winner to play Bishop McDevitt in the District 3 final Thursday night. Williams, Marshall, Mack, back over to Williams. Williams will drive baseline, and he's going to be called for the travel.
Susquehanna continues to go four out, one in here with four of their players playing on the perimeter outside the three-point line. They've got to be able to find a way to get the ball to Ward, at least get him a touch early in the possession to open things up.
Rollers with the basketball. Greer, Fleming, right corner. Fleming, one dribble, comes back out to Bowman. Jenkins, Jackson. He'll spot up for three again. This one's in and out. Rebound is by Township. It is Ward up court to Williams. And we are going to have a foul, and that's going to be, I think it's going to be against Greer. And that's going to be his second foul. And, again, that's going to be concerning if he gets into foul trouble, because he's the only, I mean, they don't have any tall guys, but he's really the guy that plays the biggest, absolutely, underneath for them. So he's got two fouls now. Township inbound. It is Ward. He gets it stripped away by Jackson, who comes away with a steal. Jackson brings it down the left side. Being harassed by Mack. And pass is going to be knocked away by Williams, out of bounds. A little bit too much dribble there from the top. You like to see your guards dribble, penetrate those gaps going at two defenders, not so much east and west, but they want them attacking north. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 4:59 of play in the second quarter. It is Susquehanna Township 20, Steel High 18. Back after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe in High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve leading, Chris Tattell here. Just under 5 minutes to play in the first half. Susquehanna Township leads Steel High 20-18. Bowman goes to Greer at the elbow, dumps it down to Fleming underneath, and he is going to be called for the travel. Had to worry about Ward and Letterload blocking his shot, and he just must have shuffled the feet coming out of that timeout there. Susquehanna Township was in a 2-3 zone. Steel High did a nice job of recognizing, though. Township with a basketball pass is going to be tipped and out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Fleming. Indians will inbound underneath the Steel High basket on the left side. Williams, trigger man, gets it into Mack. Mack will get it into Ward. One-handed shot, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Letterlow. He gets it stripped away and out of bounds, so off of either Fleming or Jackson. Take a pick. Indians will inbound, gets into Mack, left wing. Back into the corner to Williams. Comes back over to Mack. Now Williams will run right behind him and takes the handoff on the left wing. I'm not sure who's playing more defense right now. The five players on the floor are Coach Binder, who has both feet out on the floor and is working extremely hard. He'll do that. Three-pointer in the corner by Williams. It's no good. Letterlow gets his hands on the rebound. Throws it back out. Mack gets it to Williams, slicing down the lane. Shot up and good. Denora Williams with 9 points. It is 22-18. Indians lead by four. Rollers in the front court. Bowman goes back top of the key to Jenkins, back near center circle. Comes back over to Bowman. Fakes the three. Rare. Jenkins cross to Jackson. Around Bowman, tries the three, rattles in and out, rebound is fought for, Fleming gets it, hands it off to Bowman, to the bucket, up, no good, but he is fouled. That ball hit both sides of the interior of the rim and kicked out. Shakai did a nice job there of being patient inside the lane, gathering himself and going up strong. It's going to pay off the two free throws for him. Letterlow picks up the foul. That is going to be his second. Bowman at the line. First shot is no good. Bowman, 65% on the season. Misses the first one. And this Roller team really did a great job on Friday night down at Warwick from the free throw line to win that game. Bowman, second shot, also no good. Rebound by Township. Indians with the basketball. It's Mack in the left corner. Back to Williams. Gets it in to Ward. Turns around. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Tip and grab finally by Greer. He'll hand it off to Jenkins. 3 minutes to play in the half. Indians 22, Rollers 18. We will get an update from that LVC women's game here in halftime with our John Wilsbach. 2:51 left to play in the quarter. There's a three-point attempt by Jackson. That is no good, and it's going to be out of bounds. It will be Steel High basketball.
I'll tell you, this reminds me of a lot of the old Steel High Susquehanna games. These guys are just battling hard for every single ball. Every single possession means something to them both.
There's Fleming going down the lane. No good. Gets his own rebound. Put back up. That's no good. Rebound fought for and out of bounds. It is going to remain Steel High basketball with 2:34 left to play in the half. And we are going to have a timeout on the floor. So that is actually going to give us a chance to check out with John Wilsbach, who is over at Sorrentino Gymnasium at Lebanon Valley College. Let's go out to him directly here and give a final update on LVC's win here tonight.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. 82-63 LVC, victorious over Arcadian, advances to the semifinals. They pulled away in this one and took control in the second half.
And Lebanon Valley today, six different players in double digits. Peyton Carper with 14, Bridget Rothert with 13, but career high from Rachel Kelly with 12, Alex Lehman off the bench with 8 points, bench scoring a major factor. Arcadia only 1 point the entire game off the bench, and LVC just turned the ball over, got turnovers after turnover in the second half of the game. 15 Arcadia turnovers leading to LVC being able to extend the lead and put it away.
All right, we'll have their game on Wednesday night, LVC at Stevenson in the semifinals. Again, the final here tonight, Lebanon Valley College 82 and Arcadia 63. Let's take it back out to Giant Center with Steve Leedy and Chris Sattell.
All right, thank you very much, John, as we are just back from the timeout. Jackson thought about the three from the right wing. Swings around to Bowman. Jenkins back to Bowman. Back over to Jackson, but the pass is tipped and stolen away by Williams. Williams going to the bucket. Up and no good. It rolls off the front of the rim. And we are going to get a foul. Is that offensive goaltender?
It looks as if they're going to call offensive goaltender. The ball has yet to come off of the cylinder. And again, there, Ja'Kai Bowman out on the top of the perimeter here at the Giant Center. A little too far. He's got to shorten up his passes. Make sure he's able to go ahead, fake a pass, throw a pass with the length of Susquehanna. It's going to be giving them fits all night long.
2:12 to play in the half. Indians lead by 4 here, 22-18. Rollers with the basketball. It's Bowman. Jenkins top of the key over to Jackson on the right wing. Throws a pass at rare speed. He's able to pick it up, kicks it out to Bowman. Tries a three. It's good from the left wing. First points of the game for Ja'Kai Bowman, and it's 22-21. Indians' lead is cut to 1. They have it in the front court. It's Mack. He'll hand it off to Williams on the left side in the front court with a minute 45 to go in the half. I'll go over to Marshall. Back to Williams. Now it's Blair in the left corner. Back to Marshall, top of the key. Williams, Mack, left corner. Williams tries the three from the wing. Bullseye.
That's a great job execution-wise. The ball went east and west, made the zone work a little bit, and a great opportunity to get a three-point look.
Williams converts on the three. Now Jackson will take a deep three, and it is good from the right wing. Man, that's another about 25-footer or more. He's got the green light from anywhere.
Now, there's no NBA three-point line here, but I can tell you, that was one of them.
25-24. Kevon Jackson, 5 3-pointers here in the first half of this game. I think they have 4 in the first quarter alone. But it is a 1-point game. The Indians are hanging out near midcourt here, trying to just get one more shot here maybe before halftime and wind this last 35 seconds off the clock.
The Steel High Faith will have the roller clap going. Ron Kennard, one of the officials tonight, had to tell Coach Biner to take a step back. He was getting ready to step on there for that famous 6-on-5 defense.
Finder very active in a game like this. There is no doubt about that. Vince Rogers as well. Williams in the front court. Now they apply the pressure. Blair in the corner. Back out to Williams. 11 seconds on the clock. Williams out near center circle. Now fires a pass into Ward, and he can almost dunk it. He just lays it up and in. 2 seconds left. Here's Bowman. He tries a pass, but they're not going to get a shot away at the buzzer. So we will take timeout. We have reached halftime. Our score at the break here, it is Susquehanna Township 27, Steel High 24. Back with a halftime show after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMFS.
Fortney Printing of Wrestler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Tonight's game is brought to you by Linda Grady Mahaffey, RE/MAX Realtor. Linda serves the Steelton, Swatara, and Middletown area, as well as the entire mid-state. Buying or selling a home? Linda Grady Mahaffey can be reached at 608-5990. Linda's new company, North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, can handle your residential real estate appraisals. Their number's 364-3530. That's RE/MAX Realtor, Linda Grady Mahaffey, and North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, proud supporter of high school athletics and academics. Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve Leedy along with Middletown head basketball coach Chris Sattell, where Susquehanna Township leads Steel High 27-24. Take a look at the halftime statistics in this one for Steel High. Kevon Jackson is the leading scorer on either team. He's got 15 points. He's made 5 baskets, all of them obviously 3-pointers, and some of them from a different zip code. Dequan Fleming has 6. Ja'Kai Bowman has 1 three-pointer as well. You look at Steel High's scoring, you want to look at it a different way. Beyond the three-point line, 21 points inside the arc. 2 points from the foul line, 1. I don't think I've ever seen that kind of stat line here at halftime. For Susquehanna Township, DeJour Williams, he is their leading scorer this season, and he is that tonight. 12 points. He has 2 three-point buckets. Joe Marshall has 6. Quentin Ward with 4. Bud Mack with 3. Roman Littlelow rounds out the scoring with 2. Not a lot of fouls in that first half, but Steel High does have Jaron Greer with 2, which is certainly a factor considering what he brings to them specifically defensively. Roman Letterlow has 2 fouls for Susquehanna Township, but other than that, Ward with 1 for Township and Jackson with 1
for Steele High.
Yeah, the officials are really letting them play, which is nice. You like to see that in a game of this magnitude. They have control of the game, yet they're allowing them to play it out underneath the boards.
So what do you think Vince Rogers tells his team at halftime? Do you circle on Kevon Jackson to just not let him shoot?
Yeah, it's
triangle
crazy.
It too?
Yeah, you think about all the different things you could do. They switched out from their 3-2 to a 1-3-1, then they were playing a little bit of a 2-3. It's not as if they're not contesting the shot. Jackson's just making shots from everywhere. Now, experience has told me that guys can't continue to be that hot, and hopefully he gets it out of his system a little bit, but he was pretty much in fuego there in that first half, and no one could touch him. They were contesting everything, and like we alluded to earlier, there was one that was probably 25 feet out, and a guy was in his face. So hats off to that kid. He's really shooting the ball well in a venue such as this that he's never played in.
And go to the other side. What do you do if you're Rick Beiner? What's the approach you want to take here in the second half?
I think you have to, you know, employ your guys to continue to be aggressive, attack the boards, and continue to shoot. I mean, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. Therefore, he's going to encourage them to be able to do it. I'd like to see Bowman get a little bit more involved offensively. He had a back-to-back possession where he had a bad turnover, and then from there, he missed a couple of chippies, but I think he's probably getting himself going. But as you mentioned with Greer, he's got to make sure that he's staying on his feet, especially when you're talking about going against Ward and Letterlaw. Those two guys are so big and so aggressive that if they're not going at him, you know, there's probably something that Vince is looking at to make sure that they try to get him to pick up his third.
All right, we will take time out. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. Again, our score at halftime here is Susquehanna Township 27, Steele High 24. Back with the second half after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steele High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steele High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steele High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
the Giant Center. Steve leading Chris Sattell, 27-24. Susquehanna Township leading Steel High at halftime. The Indians will start the third quarter with the basketball. They will get it inbound to Williams. He'll walk it up towards the right wing. He'll look at that 3-2 roller zone. Marshall top of the key over the letter low. Now it's Mack in the corner. Floats it into Ward. Puts it off the glass and in.
That's a great job of getting the ball to Ward there on the low block. I don't know if Steel High has an answer for that. Susquehanna has got to take advantage of that size differential down there.
29-24, biggest lead of the game for Township. Here's Jackson. He'll try the three, and he just is hot from the other end. He hits it. 6 3-pointer of the game for Kavon Jackson. It's 29-27.
So much for getting it out of his system. He still continues to go.
Indians with a basketball. Williams, Mack, back to Williams in the corner. Back to Mack. Almost lost the dribble, but is able to retain. Now goes around a screen, looks inside. Ward kicks it back outside. Williams gets by his man, but lost control. Had to go pick it up. Gets it back out. Marshall, foul line jumper. It is good. That is Marshall's jumper. He likes it right there at the foul line. And he gets it there. 31-27. Indians back up by four.
These first two possessions offensively for Susquehanna Township, you can see that Vince Rogers obviously wants to get the ball into the hand of Ward, make sure he gets some touches, and that opens some things up there for that jumper.
Fleming drives in from the left wing, got one step on his defender, and he takes it all the way to the glass, up and in. 31-29. Township lead is two. 6:24 to go in the third. Top of the key is Marshall. Now it's Letterlow.
That short corner's open there for Susquehanna Township. Their guard just pauses there for a moment or two.
Williams drives in for the baseline. No good. Rebound by the Rollers. Here comes Jenkins the other way. No good. Rebound tipped back up and in, but we are going to get a foul, I believe, before the tip. And that is going to be Marshall with the foul, and it's going to be on Jenkins. So Jenkins to the line to shoot two. First shot, no good. Kai Jenkins, 73% on the season. Was good in that game down at Warwick from the line. Makes the second one here. 31-30.
Steel High with a little 1-2-2 off of that free throw.
And they will trap it. And Fleming is... Oh, They're going to get Marshall, I think, for stepping over the end line before he passed it in.
The officials are talking about it right now.
Yep, there's a zebra conference right under the bucket.
You got two very good officials there talking about things. Now Brett Lawson is coming in from the opposite 28-foot line.
They are
to discuss what he may have seen.
And that's never good when you get the guy that's hanging out by half court. So looking,
there's a lot going on underneath. There's a lot to be said about that. However, in a game of this magnitude, I think it's important that the officials get it right. So I like seeing them huddle up in conference. And the call obviously stands, and Mr. Kennard made the right decision.
So Steel High will get possession of the basketball here. Jackson looking to get it inbounds, does so to Bowman. 6 minutes playing the third, 31-30. Township with the lead, Steel High with the ball. It is Fleming, left corner. Between legs dribble, goes back out top of the key. Here's Jenkins for three. It's good. Ja'Kai Jenkins, he had 51 three-pointers on the season coming in. Jackson had 49. So if it's a competition, he's got to catch up. But he puts Steel High back in the lead here, 33-31. And now we've got a foul the other end of the floor against the Rollers. That's going to be Bowman taking up the personal, his first. Indians to inbound underneath the Steel High bucket. There's a pass out to Marshall, top of the key. Marshall looks for Ward, spins around, puts it up, and he will be fouled. Shot foul here.
It's a good job getting some post entry there from the top of the key. And obviously, again, this is just another possession where they're trying to exercise their post players, which I think is a good call by them.
Foul was on Jackson. That's his first. at the line is Ward. He is not a good free throw shooter, but he makes the first. He is 45% on the year. He pulls the Indians within one here, 33-32. Chance to tie it up. Law of averages would say he'd miss it, and he does. Jenkins pulls down the rebound. He'll bring it across midcourt. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Rollers lead by one. Fleming, left wing, thought about the three. Now he'll drive in, kicks it back out. Rare, foul line, dumps it back out. Jackson, a rushed three, and he gets fouled, and he will go to the floor and shoot three free throws.
Nothing drives coaches crazy than fouling a jump shooter. I mean, you just got to contest up high and make sure you give him an opportunity to land, but to give him three free throws after he's already made six in a row here, not a good job defensively.
Williams will get the foul. So here is Kevon Jackson at the free throw line. First one is no good, I guess, inside his range. 67% on the season from the stripe. The law of averages would dictate that he makes class two, right? Second shot is good. Rollers lead by two, 34-32. Blair checks in for the Indians. Checking out, I believe it's Letterlow. Jackson's third offering is good. So the numbers hold. And the Rollers lead by three, 35-32.
Here they come in their 1-2-2 press here. Doing a good job of making Susquehanna work.
Mack gets through the pressure. They kick it underneath. Here goes Marshall to the basket. Up and good. Nice take from Marshall at 35-34. The Rollers lead cut to one. Just under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter from the Giant Center. District 3 AAA boys semifinal winner plays McDevitt on Thursday night. Bowman, left wing, comes back out top of the key to Fleming. Fleming back near the Giant Center logo. He'll dribble it, works off a screen from Greer, going to the left side, now cuts back to the right at the elbow. Here's Jenkins, deep three, good!
That's a heck of a shot. Susquehanna Township playing man-to-man there. And again, that's 5 feet behind the line. They did a nice job of defending it. But that's a big shot. Big shot for Steel High.
Timeout. Township will step out as well. 4:27 left to play in the third quarter. It is Steel High 38. Susquehanna Township 34. Back after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Linda Grady Mahaffey, RE/MAX Realtor. Linda serves the Steelton, Swatara, and Middletown area, as well as the entire mid-state. Buying or selling a home? Linda Grady Mahaffey can be reached at 608-5990. Linda's new company, North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, can handle your residential real estate appraisals. Their number is 364-3530. That's RE/MAX Realtor, Linda Grady Mahaffey, and North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, proud supporter of high school athletics and academics.
Four 27 of the play in the third quarter here from the Giant Center. New high lead, Susquehanna Township 38-34. 10 made three-point buckets here tonight by the Rollers. Township with a basketball. Here's Williams. He'll try the three. That is no good. Rebound chased down. It is saved from going out of bounds, and it goes in off of Fleming, and he could not control it. He had a shot at it, but kind of in an awkward position and couldn't stop it from going out of bounds. The Indians will inbound from the corner. Williams gets it into Mack. Over to Marshall, top of the key. Marshall, couple dribbles up the three-point line. Now back out. Kicks it over to Mack. Wide open three-pointer. In and out. Rebound. Tip and grab by Greer. He'll dish it lazily, and Williams will step in front of that. He has to run it down. It's still loose on the floor, but Williams finally able to grab it for Township. Blair back to Williams. Crazy sequence there, but the Indians we'll slow it down now. Mack back near center circle, heads left. Now Marshall, top of the key. Marshall with a couple dribbles, kicks it back out. Mack will try the three again. That's no good. Williams, the rebound again for Township. Over to Mack. He'll drive baseline from the left. Reverse layup, up no good. Rebound, tip up and in by Quentin Ward.
Good dribble penetration. Great foul there by Quentin Ward to get an opportunity at a second shot.
38-36, Steel High. Lead is cut to two in the front court. It's Jenkins. Jenkins goes top of the key. Goes back now into the front court on the right side. Jackson, Rare. He'll try the 15-foot jumper. That's no good. Rebound, Blair. He's the only one there. Here come the Indians the other way. Williams, Blair, Mack. He'll dump it down along the baseline to Marshall. Drives in, gets poked away, and a foul will be called. Either going to be Jenkins or Rare. Didn't see who poked that one. They're going to get Jackson. Jackson with his second foul. And Marshall to the line to shoot two. He's got 10 points. First shot at the line is good. Marshall pretty good, 71% at the stripe on the season. Chance to tie it up here with 2:46 left to play in the third quarter. Free throw, this one short. Rare the rebound for the Rollers. They'll get it up court. Now to Jenkins, who crosses midcourt. Goes over Jackson, alone for three, off the front of the rim. He finally missed one. And Township with the rebound. Up court goes Mack to Williams in the corner. Williams goes into Ward, and he'll get a foul. It's going to be Fleming, I believe.
Yeah, anytime you put your hands right on the back of that offensive player, they're going to go ahead and put their hand up and call a foul.
Inbounds pass, it hits the underside of the backboard, and Jenkins grabs it up court. Boom, into the basket, no good. Didn't have enough on the layup attempt, and Township gets the rebound. Up the other way goes Mack, drops it off for Ward, and he will have his shot blocked, I think, by Bowman, and Fleming picks it up. Up court, Jenkins, alone, three, got it. Transition three-point shot. They're very, very effective. And again, Steel High is just shooting the ball extremely well. They got it to the perimeter there. Excellent job.
3-point bucket number 11 for the Rollers. It's 41-37. Steel High, Township with a basketball. Driving in is Blair, and he is going to make the shot, but he's going to get fouled before it. Fleming will pick up his third foul.
The officials are beginning to call it a little bit tighter here as we progress through this game.
Inbounds pass gets to Williams. He'll try the three. Front of the rim, that's no good. Blair the rebound, the putback up and good. Six-man Jaquan Blair gets his first bucket of the game for the Indians. It is 41-39.
We're going to have a technical foul here between Steel High and Susquehanna. Unfortunately, there can't be any taunting in situations like this. It was a big bucket by Susquehanna Township, and he started to clap in Ja'Kai's face. Ja'Kai did a nice job of walking away from the situation. Vince Rogers kind of getting on his guy right now a little bit, making sure that he calms down and understands what's happening. Blair's got to keep control of himself here.
They will walk to the other end of the floor. Steel High, they can send anybody they want. It's going to be Kevon Jackson steps to the free throw line. So Jaquan Blair will pick up the foul. That is a personal as well. But it's just his first. So Kevon Jackson will be at the line. Shot is well short. We've got one more. And Steel High will get the basketball following this. Second shot by Jackson is good. So he converts one of the two technicals, 42-39. And the Rollers to inbound from midcourt here with 1:32 to play in the third quarter. Steel High leads 42-39. Jenkins to inbound. For the Rollers at midcourt. They'll get it into the backcourt to Jackson. He'll hand it right back to Ja'Kai Jenkins. We'll cross midcourt. Approaches the top of the key. Now goes to the left side on the left wing.
Steele High just ran a set play right there that they ran for years with Tristan Crawford, Tremaine Hawthorne. And again, just a tremendous job of Rick trying to find guys and get shooters in the right position. Susquehanna has got to do a better job of talking, getting through some of these screens.
Williams picks up a foul. Steele High to inbound. Jenkins, top of the key. He'll get to the elbow. Now forces up an ugly shot. Rebound by Williams for Township. They'll bring it up the court. Does Williams, and he double dribbles.
Absolutely.
Yep. Looked like he was thinking of passing it, thinking of dribbling it, and ended up with a double dribble.
That's a nice job by the trail official to make sure he picked up on that.
Long downcourt pass. Fleming gets behind the defenders and puts it off the glass and in. And the Rollers' lead is 5-44-39. Township down on the corner to Williams. Marshall at the top of the key. Dribbles it on the floor and loses it. Bowman knocks it away. Jenkins comes up with it. Now it's loose. It's picked up by Bowman, who tried to just chuck it up. Picked up by Township. Here comes Blair the other way, weaving through the traffic up and in.
That's a nice move. Nice jump stop. Be able to come down with the ball. Power up strong.
Crazy sequence. Indians get the bucket and cut the lead to 3. 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jenkins just across midcourt on the right side. He'll drift over into the corner. Keep an eye on the clock.
Coach Binder's shirt is almost entirely out at this point in time. Yep, I guess we'll call that the 0.9 binder.
5 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Jenkins. He'll try a three at the buzzer off the backboard and the rim. No good. We'll take timeout. We've reached the end of three quarters. It is Steele High 44, Susquehanna Township 41. Back with the fourth quarter after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steele High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steele High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
We're still fresh. After 30 years in the making, this is WMSS Middletown.
Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Steele High leads by 3, 44-41. Spot in the District 3 AAA boys basketball final up for grabs. Bishop McDevitt already there. One of these teams will join them. Bowman, spin move to the bucket, up and good.
Nice move by Ja'Kai. Got his defender going one way, spun back the other. Excellent use of his body.
Rollers by 5. 7.5 minutes play. Marshall, top of the key, over to Williams. Back to Marshall, top of the key. Fake the 3. Over to Williams again on the left side. He'll come back with a dribble. Dribble to the elbow. Swings it across to Williams. Drives baseline up and good. And they're going to call the charge. Williams will pick up foul number 3 on the charge. And Steele High will have the basketball.
That's a great job by Greer. Sliding over on the baseline side, sacrificing his body, going chest to chest, taking that charge. Couldn't have happened at a bigger time for Steele High.
7:05 on the clock. Rollers by 5. They have the basketball. Fleming, left wing. They'll drift back towards center circle, or rather towards the midcourt stripe. Now he'll drive in from the wing, slips on the floor, but he will get fouled, I believe, and that's going to be Williams, and that's going to be his 4th. It's going to be Mac, not Williams. That's the only disadvantage we have from being way up here at the top of the giant
and yeah. not being able to see exactly who the foul was on. And the jersey numbers, Williams is 2, Mack is 3. And it will be Fleming at the line to shoot 2. First shot is good. 47-41. Steel High. I think the only way I can tell the difference between the two is Nehemiah Bud Mack is wearing Kevin Durant shoes, and Williams is wearing a pair of Air Jordan 3s. Yeah. Fleming misses the second one. Susquehanna Township with a rebound. Back in the front court. Hand it off to Williams. Back to Mack. Corner. 3 on the way. That's no good. Rebound is Ja'Kai Bowman. And he'll put it to the floor and bring it up himself. Fires a pass down to Greer. He'll get it to Fleming, but it's a bad pass. It was at Fleming's feet. Fleming has to run back and get it. Now he drives baseline, tries the reverse layup, and he will be fouled going to the basket. Just a bad touch there from Greer, firing the pass at Fleming's ankles. But it works out anyway, as Fleming will get to the line to shoot 2. Now I believe it's on Marshall. That's going to be his second. First shot at the line is no good. Fleming, 2 for 5 at the line here this evening. 60% on the season. As the Rollers have a 6-point lead. Second shot from Fleming is good. 48-41. Steel High's lead is 7, the biggest of the game for the Rollers. Down to Williams in the corner. They get it into Ward. Spin to the bucket. It is good, and he is fouled. That's great post entry. They're going to have to rely on that down the stretch here in the last 6 minutes and 20 seconds of making sure they're getting him as many touches as possible. By him, I'm referring to Ward. Ward with a bucket. He's in double digits with 11. And it's a free throw line here. Again, he's not good from the strike. 45% on the season. Way short on that one, but the rebound tipped around, and it is going to be Marshall who falls to the floor with it, and Vince Rogers calls a quick timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:15 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Steel High 48, Susquehanna Township 43. Back after this, this is Roller Basketball on WMSF.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has 2 automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has 3 self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
.6:15 on the clock here at the Giant Center. Steve Lee, Chris Sattel here with you. 48-43, Steel High leads Susquehanna Township by 5. Bishop McDevitt already in the District 3 final. They beat Manheim Central earlier tonight, 64-52. They will play on Thursday night at 8 o'clock here at the Giant Center. Marshall, top of the key for the Indians. Over to Mack, back to Marshall. Back over to Mack. Now Williams down in the left corner. Back left wing. Williams left corner, open for 3. He'll take it. He got it. DeJore Williams' third three-pointer of the game. He's got 15. More importantly, brings the Indians back to within 2, 48-46. Susquehanna Township going back to their 1-3-1. Looks as if Steel High is content just to play 35-foot line out. Yep, they're back near midcourt. Ja'Kai Jenkins just holding the basketball. And he's going to force a little bit of action up top. Now Bowman, cross-court pass again to Jenkins. Cross-court pass to Bowman. Bowman now will dribble towards the top of the key. He'll attack, going down the lane, puts it up and in.
A great job by Steel High being patient there offensively, knowing that they are in control right now.
Williams, right corner. They're working on the right side this time. Mack, Marshall, just inside the three-point arc. And he's got the stroke from there, makes the jumper. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out again as well. 5:02 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Steel High 50, Susquehanna Township 48. Back after this, it's the Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe and Heisbach congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in Heisbach, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Steele High with the basketball out of the timeout. 50-48. The Rollers lead just under 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Rare with it. Now it's Jenkins back near center circle. They bring it over to Fleming. Fleming on the left side in the front court. Trying to set up a screen, but he's going to hand it off to Bowman. Bowman back towards the Giants center logo. Now top of the key, working against Blair. Thinking about driving. Now he'll spin down the lane, get back out. Greer, 15-foot jumper. That short rebound is controlled by Township. Here comes Mack behind the back dribble. Gets around Jackson, and Jackson is going to commit to the reach-in. Way out front. It's going to be it's going to be a 1-1 situation. 17 foul for Steele High here in the half.
I got to believe Steele High was looking for a better shot than that. Not saying that Greer can't make that. There was a lot of 1-on-1 in that possession, and if you're going to give that shot, I think somebody else should be taking it, such as Jenkins or Jackson or even Fleming.
But Mack at the line, first shot is good. If there's a guy you do not want on the line if you're Steele High, it is Bud Mack, 81% free throw shooter. He'll have a chance to tie this ball game at 50 if he can make the second one. And it is on the way. It is good. We are tied, new ball game, 50-50, 4:26. Left on the clock here at the Giants Center.
Now Vince Rogers is out, 28-foot line, extended himself, trying to get his guys playing defense here.
Bowman in the front court on the left side, being guarded by Blair. Bowman takes the drive, comes over to Jenkins. Jenkins, left wing, picks up a screen, top of the key. He'll try the three. Got it! Ja'Kai Jenkins with four threes on the evening, 53-50, Rollers back up by three.
Steele High just spread them out. Greer came up, set a nice screen, and Jenkins just had an opportunity to step in and knock down the shot. Great job.
Marshall, top of the key. Gives it to Williams, left side, 3:38 on the clock. Rollers 53, Indians 50. Back over to Marshall. Marshall will drive down the lane, and he is going to be fouled. We've got Jenkins on the floor, and he is going to pick up the block. First foul of the game against Jenkins, but it is going to send Marshall to the line where he is 71%. 1-for-2 here this evening. First one on the way. Good. 53-51. Rollers by two. 3.5 minutes on the clock. Second shot is good. It gets a friendly roll from the rim. 53-52. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 3:28 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Steele High 53, Susquehanna Township 52. Back after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steele High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Giants Center. Steve Leedia, Middletown head basketball coach Chris Patel with you. We've got 3:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Steel High leads Susquehanna Township 53-52. Rollers with the basketball out of the timeout. Rollers will bring it up the floor. That is Jenkins at the top of the key. He'll launch the deep three. That's no good. Rebound is by Township. Here come the Indians. It's going to be Mack across midcourt, right side. Setting up a screen at the top of the key. Works it over left side. Williams open for three. He'll take it. No good. Rebound by the Rollers. That is Jenkins. Up court. Fleming, two on one. To the bucket. The finger roll is up and good. 55-52. Rollers back up by three. 2:50 on the clock.
I'm sure Coach Bonner was more happy with that shot as opposed to the previous one.
Williams, bounce pass, Mack, back to Williams. Top of the key is Blair, long two-point shot from the rim, no good. Rebound bounces too high for Mack. He was in position, but Jenkins pulls down the board for the Rollers. Here's Bowman. He will hand it off to Jenkins, back near center circle. 2:25 on the clock. Steel High lead by three. Bowman, Fleming at center circle. He'll give it right back to Bowman. Township is really extending out here. Greer, and he is going to be fouled by Ward out front. And this is going to be, I think, foul number 10. There's 9 on the board. Don't know if this is going to change to 10 or if they were quick on the scoreboard. Yep, it's going to be the final 1-1. So Jerron Greer, 53% foul shooter, has not scored tonight. He'll get one shot here, and it is good, so he'll get the second one. Again, this team was very clutch at the free throw line on Friday night down at Warwick High School.
If you're Susquehanna right now, you've got to start thinking about this. It's only a two-possession game. It will remain that after this free throw regardless. They've got to make sure that they're getting some good shots. They're in the bonus. They need to find a way to make sure that they get to the free throw line.
Second shot from Greer is also good. We will take timeout. 2:12 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Steel High 57. Susquehanna Township 52 back after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Your number is 234-1725.
Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Welcome back to the Giants Center. Steve Leedy, Chris Patel here with 2:12 left to play in the fourth quarter. The Rollers are the underdogs, but they've got a five-point lead here against top-seeded Susquehanna Township. Indians with the basketball. It's going to be Williams just dribbling back on the left side in the front court. 2 minutes on the clock. Williams still with a dribble over to Marshall. Marshall top of the key now. He'll work it to the right side now, back over left. Gets it to Williams, back to Marshall again. Marshall will drive down left side through all the traffic, throws it up, no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to be, they're going to have a foul called against
the rollers. Susquehanna looked a little bit out of sorts there, almost as if they were trying to run a set against that 3-2 and they didn't get the option that they needed to. It was good instincts by Marshall to take the ball to the basket. Kevon Jackson picks up his fourth personal foul. Marshall at the line. First shot, good. Both teams will shoot two fouls from here on out. As both teams with nine team fouls, so the next one's double bonus for both sides. Second shot, that's no good, but the rebound is tipped up around, and Marshall ends up with it, and he can almost dunk it. He just lays it in. So a three-point play effectively for Township, and they're within two, 57-55. You're still high. You have to end possessions. You've got to rebound the basketball. Bad pass from Bowman. Here comes Williams to the bucket. It is good, and we are tied. Williams took a hard spill, but he's back up. Tied at 57 with 1:17 to play. That's the second time that Bowman has kind of got away from himself. Jackson will try the three. It rattles in and out. No good. Rebound Bowman, and he gets whacked. He's going to go to the line to shoot two. He got the rebound on the backside. Jackson, three, hit both sides of the rim. Blair picks up the foul, his second, but Bowman will go to the line here. Missed his earlier two free throws. And he'll have two shots here to put the rollers back in front. First one on the way. Good. Rollers lead by one, 58-57. Second shot from Ja'Kai Bowman. Nothing but net that time. 59-57. Rollers lead by two. A minute six on the clock. Here come the Indians. Marshall top of the key. He'll go over to Williams. Back to Marshall. To Blair. Blair on the right side. And back to Marshall. 53 seconds on the clock. Now a timeout taken by Susquehanna Township. We'll just keep it right here with 51 seconds left in this ballgame. As Vince Rogers knows the importance of every possession here, both sides too at this point. 59-57, Rollers lead by two. You have to think, you know, in a game like this, you think about all the epic battles that these two teams have had. They had some classics back in the 98 season. Steel High won them both by 2 points. District 3 final and the Eastern final over at the old Hershey Park Arena. You had that game in 2008 for the District 3 championship where Ben Dupree hit a 35-foot jumper right from center circle here at the Giant Center to break a 54-all tie, and Township won that District 3 title that season. Steel High, of course, avenged that loss in the state final that time because one was in the east, one was in the west. But since that time, Steel High has not beaten Susquehanna Township.
Sitting courtside here at the Giant Center is Mike Phillips, the old Steel High coach. He's here watching some of his former players, and Vince and he were both part of that great, great game, not only here, but then also up at the Bryce Jordan Center in the state finals.
Here we go, 50 seconds left. Township trailing by two with a basketball. DeJore Williams with it, left side. He'll come over to Bud Mack. Back to Williams. Over to Marshall, left side. Hands it back to Williams. Williams to Mack. Back near the center circle. Mack will look to go to the right side. Now they go right corner. Williams, foul line. It's Marshall, drives down. Puts it up, no good. Rebound controlled by the Rollers. It's Jenkins who gets the rebound. Williams picks up the foul, his fourth, and it's going to be Ja'Kai Jenkins walking to the other end of the floor to shoot two here with 25 seconds on the clock, and the Rollers up by two.
Susquehanna did a nice job there of trying to get some dribble penetration. Marshall has an opportunity there on the left side of the bucket. Just couldn't finish.
So here is Ja'Kai Jenkins. 1 for 2 at the strike tonight. First shot is good. It is a 3-point lead for Steel High. The next one could make it a 2-possession game.
Unfortunately, Susquehanna doesn't have any timeouts remaining. However, they've got to look to push the ball, get to the basket, and possibly pick up a foul.
Jenkins, second shot is good. 61-57. Township brings it up quickly. It's Mack. He'll drive the lane. Puts the floater up. It is good. But again, no timeout.
They've got a foul.
Inbounds pass gets to Bowman, and he is going to be fouled by Marshall with 14 seconds on the clock.
That's a nice job by Bud getting to the basket. He was going to get to the free throw line, or he was going to get to the rim. In this case, he was able to finish, and a good decision to foul right away, putting Bowman on the free throw line in a double bonus.
Bowman at the line to shoot two. He made his last two. He is 2 for 4. First shot for Bowman. It's good. 62-59. An important thing is if he makes this shot, Township has to score before their 5 seconds left.
Absolutely. The clock will continue to run, and I'm sure Rick's letting his guys know that on the floor right now, but it's the same scenario. Susquehanna's got to get it and go.
Second shot. Good. Clutch free throws from Bowman. 63-59. Indians. Mack. Long three-point shot. That is off the mark. Rollers pick up the rebound. Fleming is going to be fouled. We're going to the other end of the court with 8 seconds left. And the Rollers are going to shoot two with a four-point lead. 8.8 seconds on the clock. The Steel High faithful down here on the near side, they are on their feet.
Well, it's a great rivalry between these two. They're not separated by that much. Obviously, when you talk about district semifinals this year, you have McDevitt, you have Susquehanna Township, Steel High, and then a relatively newcomer from the LL with Mannheim Central the last couple of years. But this is really the blue blood of basketball here in District 3 AAA boys basketball. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better matchup.
They have the delay here because I think Williams may have picked up his fifth foul. So we'll have to substitute him in. That's the cause of the delay. Now here is Dequan Fleming at the line. Really, as long as Steel High doesn't foul, they're going to win the game.
Absolutely.
First shot from Fleming is no good.
And again, in a situation like this, I'm sure Coach Binder's telling them this, make or miss, you're not fouling anyone, you're not fouling the jump shooters. Let them drive down the length of the floor, score that bucket, then just hold on to the basketball, and they're going to be playing on Thursday night at 8 o'clock.
Second shot, Fleming is good. Rollers 5-5, inbound pass gets to Mack. He will cross midcourt. He will pass it over to Ward, who will put it up. That's no good. The Rollers have upset the Indians. The final buzzer sounds. Steel High will play for the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship on Thursday night against Bishop McDevitt. Again, our final score, Steel High, 64, Susquehanna Township, 59. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up. Back after this, this is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Fortney Printing of Ressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. completely remodeled. And under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly, with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Tonight's game is brought to you by Linda Grady Mahaffey, RE/MAX Realtor. Linda serves the Steelton, Swatara, and Middletown area, as well as the entire mid-state. Buying or selling a home? Linda Grady Mahaffey can be reached at 608-5990. Linda's new company, North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, can handle your residential real estate appraisals. Their number is 364-3530. That's RE/MAX Realtor, Linda Grady Mahaffey, and North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, proud supporter of high school athletics and academics. Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve leading Chris Patel here on the postgame show, where Steel High knocks off the top seed, Susquehanna Township, 64-59, and what is a renewal or a revitalization of the old Steel High Susquehanna Township rivalries from back in the day. This was a great basketball game, Chris. And you look at Steel High, boy. That three-point line sure is a good thing to have out there, isn't it?
Absolutely. They did a tremendous job. They made the shots when they had to. And as we talked about off the air, they also made the free throws. And when you're talking about any type of playoff run, whether it's districts or states, you've got to be able to make your free throws. And Steel High did just that tonight.
Especially some clutch ones there in the fourth quarter. Bowman hit a couple. Jenkins hit a couple there down the stretch. And Fleming hit one of his last two, but the game was already decided at that point. But this is going to put, the Rollers right back into the district final here against a team where they have already seen a couple times this year in Bishop McDevitt. They have a pair of losses, neither one of them on paper close. I don't know how the actual games went. I know one of them they lost by 20, the other they lost by, I believe, about 13. Yeah, 82-69 was the first meeting. 65-45 was the loss late in the season. But, hey, this is a playoff game. And when you have Jackson and Jenkins and Fleming and Bowman, all these guys can shoot threes. And you just see what happens, in any given game. Steel High is going to have at least a puncher's chance in any game that they play, because if one or two of those guys are hot, like Devon Jackson was tonight, he had six threes. Ja'Kai Jenkins had four. Yeah, that's certainly going to go a long way.
Oh, absolutely. And, you can throw those other two games out the window getting ready to play this third time. And you talk about it in sports almost on a regular basis, and it's hard to beat a team three times. And I think Mike Gaffey at Bishop McDevitt understands that. He recognizes that, and that's why I believe that he'll have his kids, prepared to play Steel High. It's not the same team that they faced the last two times. And if there's one thing I know, Coach Gaffey's, a teacher at Steel High. He coached at Steel High. He's got tremendous respect for Rick Binder, and it's going to be a fantastic game. And as you had alluded to earlier, it's just, a good District 3 AAA championship game between two great schools with two great basketball programs.
And Steel High, if I can count properly, has 14 district championships to their name in the history of District 3, so they will be looking for number
15 on Thursday night. We're going to take one final timeout when we come back. We'll run over the post-game statistics from this one and wrap it up. Again, our final score here tonight, it was Steel High 64, Susquehanna Township 59. Back after this, this is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Tonight's game is brought to you by Linda Grady Mahaffey, RE/MAX Realtor. Linda serves the Steelton, Swatara, and Middletown area, as well as the entire mid-state. Buying or selling a home? Linda Grady Mahaffey can be reached at 608-5990. Linda's new company, North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, can handle your residential real estate appraisals. Their number is 364-3530. That's RE/MAX Realtor, Linda Grady Mahaffey, and North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, proud supporter of high school athletics and academics.
Welcome back one final time here to the Giant Center, where Steel High defeated Susquehanna Township 64-59 in the District 3 AAA Boys Semifinals. The Rollers will advance to play Bishop McDevitt on Thursday night. The tip-off time for that is slated for 8 o'clock, and we will have that for you here on WMSS 91.1 FM and on the internet at WMSSFM.com as the Rollers look to get their 15th District 3 championship and their first in 10 years, as they last won it in 2005. They won a state title in 2008, of course, lost the District 3 final to Susquehanna Township, won that Ben Dupree three-point bomb at the buzzer, but they got their revenge in the state final that year. But it's going to be an interesting matchup, again, because Steel High can... if they can be hot from the outside, they're certainly going to be in a game. I'm sure Mike Gaffey and crew were were chilling out here, taking in this late game. So they'll know all about how hot Jackson and Jenkins were in this ball game here tonight. Let's take a quick look at the statistics, final stats in this game for Susquehanna Township. Leading scorer ended up being Joe Marshall. He had 18 points. DeShore Williams with 17. Quentin Ward, the big man, with 11. Bud Mack had 7. Quan Blair with 4 off the bench. Roman Lederlow chipped in with 2. For Steel High, leading scorer Kevon Jackson had 21 points, 18 of them coming on 6 made 3-point buckets. Ja'Kai Jenkins had 15. He had 4 3-pointers. Dequan Fleming had 15 as well. Ja'Kai Bowman with 11 points off the bench. Clutch free throws down the stretch. Jerron Greer had 2. He had a couple of free throws, and they were big ones there in the fourth quarter. Steel High overall was 16 of 25 in this ball game. And again, we can't emphasize enough how they were criticized for that, the Harrisburg loss in the Mid-Penn tournament. They missed some critical free throws down the stretch, ended up losing that game by 3. They said they easily could have won the game if they made a couple of free throws down the stretch. And Friday night against West York, tonight against Susquehanna Township, they made those free throws, and they held on to win both of those games. And again, they're going to play for a District 3 championship on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's great. I know Steel High's faithful is excited that Rick Binder's back. I have a lot of kids that I coached there over the years when I was with Coach Gaffey and Tristan Crawford and the former head coach, Tremaine Hawthorne. I know he's got to be happy for these guys having coached in the last couple of years. And, it's nice to see them back to the prominence that they're used to. And I'm excited for Mike Gaffey. He was my best man at my wedding, was my high school basketball coach. And the last time he played for a district championship was 1996, and he and I were together across the way over at Hershey Park Arena. So we're looking forward to a great game on Thursday.
And do you remember who you played in that?
We played Susquehanna Township, and we had lost to them 3 times earlier that year, once in the first half, once in the second half, and then once in the first half playoff. And then we ended up beating Susquehanna, who was coached by Emery Cook, 44-40. And then we advanced on, and we actually played at Steelton Highspire the first round of states. We beat Allentown Central Catholic, who has a pretty strong basketball tradition. So, a lot of good memories, a lot of good memories.
Yep, it's going to be Steel High and Bishop McDevitt. Again, the tip-off time for that is slated for 8 o'clock on Thursday evening, and we will have that for you here on WMSS 91.1 FM and on the Internet at WMSSFM.com. So that'll do it for our coverage of high school basketball here this evening. We do want to tell you that we will have, I'm sure we will have LVC women's basketball on Wednesday night as they will play down at Stevenson on Wednesday in the Commonwealth Conference semifinals. Their women were victorious earlier tonight in Game 1, 82-63 over Arcadia. So they move on to the semifinals. And then we will be on the air approximately 7:45 pregame show, 8 o'clock tip-off on Thursday night. Steel High taking on Bishop McDevitt for the District 3 basketball championship. I thank our studio producer, Dagan Hughes, and Chris Sattel, who has jumped in here for his first ever time on radio.
That's great. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Did very well, and maybe we'll hear from you at some point here in the future.
That'd be great.
You want to be coaching in these games. You don't want to be up. We don't want you to be up.
That's a very valid point. I hope at some point in the next couple of years that I'll be able to be down there on the sidelines. But as always, WMSS 91.1 does a great job. Kids do a great job. You guys do a great job. I appreciate
Thanks.
You asking me.
We appreciate that. And we know you have a very young team at Middletown. And there are going to be some battles in the upcoming years between Middletown and Steel High with
Absolutely.
The young group that Middletown has. And we'll certainly see some battles between the Raiders and the Rollers in the years to come. So for Dagan and Chris, Steve Lee saying goodnight from the Giant Center. Again, our final score, it was Steel High 64, Susquehanna Township 59. The Rollers roll in to the District 3 Championship on Thursday night. They will face Bishop McDevitt. And you'll hear it live here on WMSS.
You've been listening to Steel High Playoff Basketball on WMSS, brought to you in part by Seabird's Garage, Steel Italian Club, TJ's Car Wash, 230 Cafe, Fortney Printing, Pete's East End Pub, Mid Penn Bank, Linda Grady Remax Realtor. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS, Middletown.